Hi, my name is Mary, and I would like to tell you a story. It is a story you have heard many times, but today you will hear it again as if for the very first time. You see, I was once a lowly peasant girl and very young. I was engaged to Joseph, a very nice boy, a bit older than me, but good nonetheless. We were engaged, but had not been intimate yet, when one night I was sitting awake in my room when an angel appeared. Yes, an angel. I was taken aback. This was not an ordinary night. The angel greeted me happily and called me favored one and said, "The Lord is with you." I almost fell over and off of my cot. I was perplexed at what the angel was saying. I must have had a look of fright and confusion on my face, or at least it felt that way to me, as I stared in amazement at what was happening in my room. I had heard of angelic visits before to older, barren women and to many of the prophets, but I found it strange to have one standing before me. But this angel told me not to be afraid, and so with courage and trust, I took a deep breath and I listened to what the angel had to say. The angel proceeded to tell me that I had found favor with God. Really? I thought to myself. Out of all the young girls in the world, God found favor with me? Little old me? From Nowhereville? Wow, what did I do to be so special? Okay, so as I'm questioning all of this favor talk, the angel continues on and tells me that I'll be conceiving a child and bearing a son, and that I will call him Jesus, and he will be called Son of the Most High, and God will give him King David's throne, and he'll rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom. Okay, so I am a young girl with a vivid imagination, but this is more than I could ever have conceived of. So I ask this angel, how can this be since I am a virgin? Oh, no problem, responds the angel. The Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Say what? And when is that supposed to happen? Will I even know when it happens? Really? And what will Joseph and my parents and everyone think? Without answering, the angel mentions my relative Elizabeth, who also will be conceiving a son, which I could believe because I have heard of those kinds of stories before. But this one about me threw me for a loop. The angel stands there and says, "For nothing is impossible with God." Well, I, Mary, have not had too many God experiences in my brief time on this planet. But I have heard all the ancestral stories, so perhaps this really could happen to me too. As I am letting all of this sink in, and I am thinking about being told that God has found favor with me, I start to think about how I would not want to disappoint God. Plus, this is huge. My life could really change. Am I ready for this? I am thinking this is crazy. But the words come out of my mouth. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. And the angel departs just like that. And I stand perplexed. Oh my goodness, I am going to be pregnant any time now, and I really do not know what to do. I think I will go visit Elizabeth and Zechariah. They are godly people, and she is pregnant. They should be able to give me some guidance. And off goes Mary, with haste, on a journey from Nazareth to a Judean town in the hill country. Quite a distance for a young girl with child. Who she travels with and what distance she goes, we do not know. When she arrives at the house of her relatives, Elizabeth greets her with the knowledge that Mary is carrying a baby in her womb, and not just any baby. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and her child jumped for joy in her womb. The two women had 3 months together until Mary headed back home. What did they talk about and do during those 3 months? Shall we use our imagination and take a peek into the possibilities? Mary arrives to find Elizabeth pregnant, just like the angel had said. Elizabeth, surprised to hear Mary's greeting upon entering her house, is filled with the Holy Spirit, and the child in her womb jumps for joy. Elizabeth instantly knows that Mary is blessed, and so is the child she is carrying. Mary tells Elizabeth all about that strange night and the visit from the angel. Elizabeth tells Mary about what happened to Zechariah, neither of them knowing what is going on, but both feeling that they are favored by their Lord. Zechariah is not able to tell them anything, and so they must speculate. They ponder, they chat, they drink tea, and they tend to each other's needs. Elizabeth, a godly woman, retells the prophetic stories of old about the promise of a Messiah, and Mary soaks it all in. She takes to heart all that Elizabeth tells her. From Mary's belief in the angelic message and from what Elizabeth has shared with her, she expresses her internal joy and hope. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. Mary rejoices in the favor she has experienced and expresses hope that she will be called blessed. Little does she know, she will be called Mother of God and will be blessed among women for generations to come. Mary's hope is also spoken prophetically in how the powerful have been brought down and the lowly uplifted, and that God's mercy continues throughout history from Abraham and to his descendants forever. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, what shall we make of this story, of your story? Mary trusted the angel. She was perplexed at first, but she trusted what the messenger said to her. She believed the angel with all her being. She showed courage and strength in this time of great mystery. She felt joy in being called favored by God. Mary finds peace in being with Elizabeth, peace in the comfort of another woman going through a similar experience. After her visit with Elizabeth, she reflects on what God has done in the past. She rejoices in the possibility of what is yet to come. Mary carried within her the hope, peace, joy, and love of a new world order. Good news that love is continually reborn. Not all of us are young virgins who get impregnated and birth the Son of the Most High. But we do get impregnated with divine ideas from the creative force of the universe and are pushed to give birth to these ideas. Mary gave birth to Jesus, whose name is known all over the world. Mary was given a message, a divine message, and she said, "Here I am." We are given the divine message of love, to birth love, all in caps, L-O-V-E. To live in love, to be love, to embody love, and carry its message of hope and peace and joy to the ends of the earth. May we all say in response, with trust and courage, and belief in divine possibilities, and the willingness to bring something new into the world, "Here I am." Amen.